Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
All right. Happy Wednesday to everybody out there. This is the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. And I'm your host, Paul Metters. For the next hour, we're going to be talking pure Fresno Pacific University sports. And I want to remind everybody that last week I made this really cool announcement. So, in the past, you've only been able to listen to the Sunbird Sports Show live here on 790 every Wednesday from 6 to 7. You could also have gone to the 790ESPNFresno.com website and downloaded the show. But last week we announced that you can now listen to the show as a podcast. How cool is that? So you can go to Apple, you can go to Spotify, and it is also up on YouTube. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of baseball podcasts, and maybe a Star Wars podcast here or there. And, and it was really, really neat to see right there in my downloads all 20 of the past Sunbird Sports Show podcasts. So go ahead and check that out if you miss any part of today's show. If you want to go back and listen to past shows, they are all on those different channels that you can listen to. Today, we have soccer in the house. Cam Scirocchi, he was a guest on the show a few months ago when the Sunbirds were in full season. They had a fantastic soccer season this year. Surprised a lot of people. In fact, they made it all the way to the PacWest Championship game where they fell in one of the more heart-wrenching ways that I have ever read about and heard about. We're going to hear from that great event, that wonderful run that they had to that championship game. And of course, life in sports can certainly rip your heart out. And we'll talk about that just for a little bit, but there's lots of other really good stuff going on at Fresno Pacific University in soccer. In fact, there is a really big announcement. I can't wait to talk to Coach Scirocchi about that. So it was just announced by Fresno Pacific University that Cam is now the head coach of the program. Last year was his first year, and he was the associate head coach, but now he has a new title. Couldn't be happy for him. He is a great guy. We're going to have him on for the full hour, and he's brought some guests with him as well, a few players, three of them, in fact. Elmer Carbaro, he is a Buchanan grad. Ernie Aguilera, he is a Clovis, and I talked to them a little bit. They played against each other in high school and now are teammates at Fresno Pacific. And Chris Macias, he's a kid from Lindsay, California, and he had an interesting drive here that we talked about a little bit off air. So we are just happy. Let's just put it this way. We're happy he is here to talk about Fresno Pacific University soccer. And my man, Pablo, he is back. It's been a while since we've heard from him. It's one of my favorite segments of the show. He's going to be asking the three soccer guys and Coach Scirocchi some questions that were submitted by other athletes at Fresno Pacific University. That's always a really good time. All right, so this is the time that I'm going to give a rundown of Fresno Pacific University athletics for the past week from March 6th to March 12th, that is today. It was, honestly, a tough week for the Sunbirds. The men's and women's tennis teams, they were in Florida. They wrapped that trip up with a couple of defeats to Emory Riddle and Palm Beach Atlantic. Emory Riddle, though, had the fifth-ranked men's team and the 11th-ranked women's team, so it was always going to be a tough go. Former guest Hallie Faraday stood out in the matches, winning 2 points for the Birds, one in doubles and one in singles. Baseball was down in Orange County for a four-game set with Vanguard University. The Birds took game one, 1-0, off a mega performance from Josiah O'Bannon. The starting pitcher took a no-hitter into the ninth inning before giving up his only hit of the ballgame. Josiah was named PacWest Pitcher of the Week. Games 2 through 4 all went to Vanguard, however, 4-3, 4-3, and 5-3. Trent Molani and Chris Clement both collected 4 hits in the series. In women's water polo, they faced off on the road with WWPA conference rival Cal State Monterey Bay and fell in a low-scoring close game 7-6. Tatum Benson accounted for 4 of the 6 goals, with Maggie Cook and Reagan Azevedo collecting the other 2. Track and field was in Los Angeles at the Occidental College. OxyDistance Carnival and Spring Break Classic. That is certainly a mouthful. Former guest Buchanan High's Bo Olson won the men's 800 meter. Bo happens to be Fresno Pacific University's all-time leader in the 800. And freshman Maddie Whipple had a pair of top 10 finishes in the women's 800 meter and 1500 meter. Former guest, but with volleyball, Hoover High's Michaela Smith had a top 10 finish in the hammer throw. How cool is that? And finally, women's basketball was at Dominican University in San Rafael, up in the Bay Area for the PacWest Conference Tournament. The fifth-seeded Birds fell to number 4 Westmont, 70-54 in round one, bringing an end to their season. Kerman High's Bree Hurt led with 9 points in a tough game up against PacWest Defender of the Year, as well as a first-team All-PacWest selection. We'll have the women's team back on the show this spring break for one final time for those incredible 9 seniors that they had on this year's ball club. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to bring on Coach Shiroki, and I believe Chris Macias is coming in from Lindsay High in that first segment. After that segment, we're going to hear from Elmer Carballo and Ernie Aguilera. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. You are listening to it on 790 ESPN. Again, if you miss any part of the show, you want to listen to some past shows, you can just go to Apple, to Spotify, or YouTube, and just put in the search bar there, Sunbird Sports Show, and they'll all pop up. All pop there. No ads. You can listen at your leisure, in your car for a little bit, on your phone, whatever you want. I mentioned that we got Sunbird Soccer in the house right now, and there's a lot of cool information that I'm learning about how soccer works at the Division II level, Division I level as well, as far as the quote-unquote off-season, right? If there even is a little bit of an off-season, I know there is in the summer. We got Cam Shiroki here and Chris Macias from Lindsay, California. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
Thanks for having us on, Paul.
All right, so I want to start with Cam. So it was announced on the website today. Pretty cool deal. I mentioned it in my opener that you have now been promoted to head coach of the program. You were an associate head coach last season. That was probably just a formality. I'm going to say that. I'm going to put that out there. I know Jaime Ramirez is the director of sports. So how cool was that, Cam, to be officially the head coach with not the associate on that? But what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
Man, it's an amazing honor to be the head coach and to follow footsteps of a legend. You know, I think in the fall I had a great experience working alongside Jaime, and he's going to maintain his role as the director of soccer. So that'll be great to continue to have those conversations with him post game and as we prepare for matches and just everything FPU soccer related. So. It's an honor for me. I'm blessed. I'm grateful. I'm a Fresno guy. I've been born and raised here in the soccer community. So, you know, this is a dream job for me.
Yeah. And, you know, you've been on the show before, and I knew you from your Clovis North days as well. You mentioned a dream job, right, at Fresno Pacific University. Like the confidence then that Fresno Pacific now has entrusted you, and probably Jaime as well, like, does that just give you more confidence as well as a coach that, like, hey, this is my program, could kind of go in the direction as I want it? Like, how much confidence does that give you as a
yeah,
coach?
Yeah, I think super grateful and for the vote of confidence from the admin team to move me into the head coaching role, and from Jaime, and, you know, ultimate amount of confidence in this program. And, you know, I'm going to do my best to take the best care of it. And with the staff we have in place, with our assistant coaches and the structure and the admin and just the whole community, it's really behind our soccer program, and it's been amazing.
And Jaime, what's some really good advice that Jaime has given you in this last year?
Man, you know, the best advice he's given me is probably not soccer related. You know, some of the advice he's given me to put my family first, as I'm spending so many hours with these guys preparing for matches and diving into opposition analysis and all these different things and components. He's encouraged me so much to be a father and husband first. And honestly, that's the best advice he's given me, because it's a different world at home than it is on the soccer field.
And that doesn't surprise me. Right. That doesn't surprise me, that that is the best advice that Jaime could give you. Right. Take care of the family first. I know he's, you know, he, his son and daughter played at Fresno Pacific. Right. So he understands the value of family. So that absolutely doesn't surprise that that was the best advice that Jaime gave you. And you, you got what? Two little ones at home, too.
Yeah. We got a 5-year-old Madison and my 6-month-old twin girls. Ooh, so we're busy at home. Lex and I are real busy.
Twin girls. All right, Chris. Lindsay, California.
Yep.
Right. So, did you have a you had an interesting drive over here? Did you hit a little bit of traffic? Like,
yeah,
you drove all the way from Lindsay because you guys are on spring break.
Yep. Yep. I drove all the way from Lindsay. It's probably like an hour and a half drive. It wasn't too bad.
It's worth it though. You can spend some time on ESPN Radio.
I get to see Cam. So
that's right. You get to see Cam. He might make you go out there and run some sprints or something, man. He might.
That's my spring break.
Rehab.
All right. So talk a little bit about Lindsay soccer.
Right.
And I know they had a really good season this last season, and your brother was on the team as well. Like,
mm-hmm.
talk about how cool soccer is in Lindsay, California. Right. Some really good memories playing for
them. I have three brothers, actually, and all three of us have all played, or all four of us have all played at Lindsay. And I don't think I can remember the last time Lindsay's had a bad team. So I think that just that itself speaks a lot. The community over there is beautiful, like everything soccer. I think some of the biggest crowds I've seen were at a soccer game in Lindsay. So I think that's probably like one of the biggest things that I could say that is amazing about the community that we have over there.
That's great. What's one match that you remember the most in high school?
Probably the one that got me recruited. It's my senior year. My semifinal is against Kerman, I think. And, yeah, the crowd was crazy. I mean, scored 3. And Coach Carlos actually saw it. It wasn't even profe. But it was, yeah, it was amazing.
So, Cam, I want to ask you, I'm definitely going to talk about this spring soccer, but what does Chris bring to the program, what you know, on the field as well and off the field?
Chris is a veteran leader, and when I got to meet him in July and have our early discussions about the program and his experiences with the program, before I really got to work with him, I watched some film on him, and it's like, man, this guy is dynamic, quick with the ball, sharp. The ultimate 1v1 attacker, you know, defender's nightmare. So once we started training and seeing the other qualities he has, the cohesiveness he brings within the team, and just he's always got a smile on his face while he's training. He's having a good time. Unless the people aren't passing to him, then he might get a little frustrated. But he's a pleasure to work with.
Well, and I saw a little bit of his personality, right? You mentioned he had an hour and a half drive from Lindsay. The other two guys were here. He came in like all just guns a-blazing, man. You could tell that he has a big personality.
Yeah, he does. He does.
All right, Chris, so how did you make it to Fresno Pacific University? You mentioned that game, right, where the coaches saw you against Kerman, right? So how did the recruiting process go? And then, you know, arriving to Fresno Pacific, what was that like?
Yeah, so, I mean, growing up, I've always heard about Fresno Pacific soccer just because of how successful the program is and Jaime himself. So I think that was kind of like the main goal for me going into my college career. Ending my senior season, I think that, I actually reached out to Fresno Pacific and they had just emailed me. It was in the beginning of the year, actually, to send me a schedule of their game, of one of my games. So I sent them the whole schedule and they didn't pull up, or they didn't come to like any of the games, you know, so.
It was an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't come to any of the games. So whenever I seen Carlos come to the semifinal, I thought that, I mean, I had to go all out. So that's exactly what I did, and I mean, thankfully, I'm here right now.
What did you have a coming to Jesus moment on the soccer field? You're like, man, these guys are all good. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, I was good at Lindsay,
mm-hmm.
right? But this is a different level. Was there a moment you're like, oh man, am I even gonna fit right here?
It was probably my first day here. We had done a scrimmage, and I mean, I just kept getting the ball taken away, kept getting bodied off the ball. It was just. I mean, it just showed me that there's levels to the game, really. So it just drove me to work harder, and thankfully it did.
So what does you know, after the season ended, and then up until the spring soccer that we're going to talk about in just a second. Like, how did you stay in shape? Like, did you, like, watch some film? Were you doing individual workouts? What did that look
like for
you?
Yeah, so this past season, this past summer season, actually, I was playing with Valley here in Fresno. So that was a good way for me to stay in shape. We had trainings twice a week, and I would actually drive from Lindsay over here. So the days that I wasn't coming to Fresno, staying in Lindsay, I have about five friends. We're all playing college, and we just go out to the field and just train.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's nice.
Cam, so let's talk about this spring soccer. I didn't know anything about this. I didn't know it was a thing. So it's really cool. But so just let everybody know what that looks like.
Yeah, so in the NCAA, the spring soccer season, you get five play dates that range from, you know, the end of February to the beginning of May. And you get a 15-hour limit to train, which we try to use all 15, you know, between weights and futsal and outdoor practices. And we start our five play date schedule on the 22nd of March, so next Saturday, hosting UC Merced. And for the next four Saturdays, we host home games, so the 29th, April 5th, April 12th. Play some of the local junior colleges, play the Masters University, and then we close up the spring on April 26th at Stanislaus State. So it'll be good to play two CCA schools, an NAIA powerhouse, and the top local JCs, and help sharpen these guys before we send them off to their summer teams.
And the format could be a little different, right? Instead of some 45s, you could play 30-30-30, and you're subbing, you know, a lot of guys, right?
Yeah, so the spring's more of like exhibition matches, so whatever's agreed upon between coaching staffs, you know, you could play 3 30-minute periods or the traditional 2 45-minute halves.
And it's players that are currently on the roster, some guys that maybe you brought in January. Does it look like that?
Yeah. So our fall roster, the only difference now is for the spring, the seniors from the fall are now training with the team but won't be suiting up in matches. And we signed four transfers in January that joined our squad and have strengthened our squad tremendously. So I'm excited to see those guys play and the rest of the group as well.
How many seniors graduated? How many seniors do you lose?
We are losing seven. We're losing seven seniors.
Are you looking to fill three more spots? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, we traditionally have a bigger roster. So we actually have the four that signed in January, and we're working on getting, you know, probably another six to seven. So we'll have a bigger roster this year than next year than we did this past year, but it'll be a competitive group,
yeah,
for sure.
It sounds like it. And Chris obviously is coming back. Chris Macias here from Lindsay, California. All right, Chris. So what was like your favorite memory of this past soccer season? I know you guys went on that incredible run towards the end of the year, but like what memory stands out to you?
I would say beating Point Loma in the in the first round of the playoffs, just because of how hard I know that the team worked to get to where we were at. I think these past 3 years have been definitely a trip. You know, we came from a losing season to a winning season, so I think that just seeing everybody who has been here since my freshman year be that happy, I think that was a big accomplishment for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go back a little bit, Chris. You mentioned Lindsay and how it's kind of a soccer town, and you can't remember the last time they had a losing season and all your brothers played soccer as well. Like, when did you, like, really fall in love with soccer? Do you play, like, remember, you know, 4 years old or 5 years old, running around, kicking the ball? Like, what are your, when did you fall in love with it?
I mean, like you said, since 4 years old, I've been playing, and there's always leagues going on in Lindsay. So I think that one of the, like, times for me where I had the most fun was probably in indoor. We have an indoor league over there in Lindsay. So I think, in the winter there's an indoor league, and in the summer there's an outdoor league. So I was always playing. So I think just growing up with the three brothers that play soccer just made me.
Okay, so what order? Older brothers? I mean, you mentioned your younger brother, right? Are you like number three?
Yeah, I'm number three.
You're number three?
Yeah.
All right, so your older brothers.
Uh-huh.
How did they treat you growing up, man? Did they make you earn it?
Oh, my gosh.
Talk to me about that.
They're my biggest bullies for sure, but they're my biggest supporters too. I don't think I could get to where I'm at without them. So I really appreciate my older brother. Got me into soccer and trained me to be who I am. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
That's awesome, right? Yeah. In the moment, sometimes you're like, what are you doing to me, man? Why are you pushing me around? Why are you making me cry? Yeah. But then you appreciate it later. All right, that's awesome. All right, so what going back to Fresno Pacific, right? Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite classes that you're taking, or what are your favorite subjects you like to study right now?
Yeah, so I think probably my favorite classes for me, since my parents are like really business oriented, so I think that my finance class right now, as weird as it sounds, my finance class is probably my biggest motivation to go to class. So yeah, I like
you're shaking your head, Cam. You're like, I learned something new about this guy.
I did. I knew his family's in business, and my dad's a finance professor for 30 years. So I was not expecting Chris to say finance right now.
Yeah. All right, we got another minute here with Chris, and we're bringing on a couple other guys. We'll keep Cam around and talk some more Fresno Pacific University soccer. All right, Chris. So your favorite. This is always a great discussion, right? Because sometimes guys want to come to blows over this question, but your favorite soccer player of all time is who?
Messi, 100%.
You think the other guys are going to? If I ask the other guys those same questions, they're
maybe not Elmer. Elmer's a goalkeeper, so he might say something crazy, but I think, I don't know. We're all different positions.
You
I
can't
think.
Trust the goalkeepers, right? Exactly. You never know what
they're a little off.
They're a little off. They're a little different. All right, so Messi, why Messi? What do you love about his game?
Everything. I think he's an all-around player. He can do it all. So if I ever need to learn something about a specific position, he's played everything. He knows how to do everything.
Are you left-footed like him?
I am left-footed.
You are. There you go.
It's perfect.
There you go. It's perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. We're gonna bring you back later in the show. We got some more questions here for you late in the show. But thanks for coming on, man.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You.
Lots
Thank
of fun.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good to hear your story from Lindsay, California. All right. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna hear from a couple more Fresno Pacific University soccer players on the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
And now, the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to another segment of the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN. We've had a great conversation so far talking Fresno Pacific University men's soccer. We got Coach Cam Shiroki, and he's sticking with us for this segment. We got Elmer Caballo and Ernie Aguilera here. One's from Buchanan and one's from Clovis High. We're going to definitely talk about that for a bit, but first of all, thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so Cam, the season ended, right, in not a great fashion, right? Sports will definitely rip your heart out, but before that, man, you guys had an incredible run. What's the best way to kind of put a bow on the season and talk about this last year's Fresno Pacific soccer team?
Yeah, I think it was a season of adversity. You know, I think we went through a stretch of the season where we had tied 4 straight matches, which was really frustrating. And then we got into conference and had these big goals and dropped the opener at home against Vanguard. And, you know, we started about midway through conference, went on a little run. We won 4 straight matches. And then heading into the final stretch, the final weekend, we had to beat Point Loma and or Biola to get in. Point Loma came in as the number 6 team in the country, and we beat them 1-0 and clinched our berth into the conference tournament, which was a huge deal for us, a big goal of our team for the season. And then, soccer's soccer. Anything could happen once you get in knockout matches. And then the following week, we played Point Loma in the conference semifinal and beat them 1-0 again. And I think that was a great match of overcome, kind of the definition of our season, overcoming the adversity we faced in that match where, you know, Elmer, I don't know how many saves he had, 12, 13 saves in a match, and that's a huge stat for a keeper. And, you know, they outshot us, I don't know, 20-5 or, you know. So a lot of statistics were against us in the match, but we played such a disciplined, organized match to win that. And then, you know, kind of the roller coaster of it, of the heartbreak in the final after being up 2-0 and giving up 3 set piece goals. But I think the team showed what they're capable of, and with the guys returning, it's kind of given us a little more hunger headed into the spring.
Elmer, is that true? Right? You being in those high level matches during that, like, Does that make you want more for not only this spring but for next year as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely true. There's multiple ways to look at the whole thing. You can look at it and say, oh, we lost in the final, or you can look at it as, oh, the underdogs came up stronger than they should have, and it kind of gives us, as players, motivation to come in stronger next season, you know? And it's a big part of that, I guess a big part of that credit goes to the seniors that are leading us, right? Because they helped us establish this culture. They helped us establish a new culture that we hope to bring into the next season, integrate the new recruits, I guess you could say. And yeah, it just motivates us as players.
Awesome. Ernie, what about you, man? Like, how do you wrap up the season, right? You're grinding it out with your boys and you guys catch fire late in the season. Like, how do you wrap up the season for you?
I think the season all around was very great, you know, bonding with these guys from the beginning. I came in as a transfer student from San Jose State, so it was a little different for me, getting to know the guys, and I know Elmer's been here for a while, but I had trust in Cam, and that's why I chose to come to FPU, you know, and yeah, but all around, I think the season went really well for
you
us.
You made a good choice coming to FPU.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
All right, so Cam, let's speak on these guys for a little bit, and you know, we kind of teased Elmer. Now he can defend himself, right? We're talking about how keepers are a little bit different when he didn't have a microphone, and so now he can defend himself a little bit. But speak about him, and you know what he brought to the program, and how he performed this season.
Yeah, I think both these guys, I got a unique opportunity to watch them in high school because I was coaching against them. Buchanan player, Clovis High player, and they used to play outstanding in those matches. And from the beginning of the season, kind of like Macias, Elmer was a silent veteran leader from day one, just kind of led by action. And you could see the guys looked up to him, even though he wasn't, you know, extremely vocal or rowdy. He's got this calm demeanor about himself. And just a true professional, came every day to work, worked so hard with our goalkeeper coach, Froylin, and the goalkeepers that were working with us in the fall, and came up big for us time and time again. I there's countless memories that are coming to my head now that, you know, the PK save against Jessup and the first match against Point Loma, that even in the final, you know, we ended up losing 3-2, but he made so many big saves to keep us ahead in that match and keep us level, and we wouldn't have got to where we were at without Elmer. And for Ernie, I mean, Ernie's like a playmaker, needs the ball on his feet, pulls strings, controls the tempo of the game, just great vision, touchline to touchline, can make any pass. So he's kind of been the point guard of our attack, on the ball a lot. And, you know, he breaks up a lot of transitions for us, counterattacks for us. He's our holding midfielder. So injecting Ernie into our lineup this fall from San Jose State and the experience he's had, it was huge.
Elmer, I want to ask you, all right, so now you got a chance to talk about what it means to be a keeper, right? So what's like one memory or a certain play that sticks out? I know Cam mentioned a few of those great saves that you had in those Point Loma matches, but like, what's one play maybe that sticks out to you or a save?
From this past season, I think the memory that most sticks out for me was our second match against Point Loma in the semifinal, where I believe the ball came out from their right wing, my left side, and they kind of drove the ball into the box, and the ball eventually got crossed or reached its way at the top of the six. And it was kind of just like a moment of clarity where it almost felt like a wide open net, right? But the guy ended up shooting it to my top left, his top right. And I just instinctually reacted, made a good save, you know? And I think that save kind of defined
that season for me, this past season, where we came through a lot of adversity, but we pushed through.
All right, so you mentioned that moment of clarity, right? Like, did the game slow down for you a lot late in the season, right? Athletes talk about that. When the game slows down, you're able to breathe a little bit more. Like, is that kind of the case for you?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, as a goalkeeper, my job sometimes is to manage the actual pace of the game. So I guess when you're in those situations where you're up 1-0, you know, tight game, the tone of the team starts with me, right? I have to have a clear mind. I have to decide if I play fast, play slow. Pretty much the energy that I give out to the team is the way that the team's going to play in some aspects. So in a way, yeah, it kind of did slow down.
Ernie, what's a moment that sticks out? What was one of your favorite moments this past season?
One of my favorite moments from this past season, maybe in our Hilo game in Hawaii, I had just a very good long ball that led to a counterattack. But obviously, I mean, I've had so many just long switches that just stuck with me. But maybe the Hilo game, I had a very good switching long ball.
And you played in Hawaii?
Yeah.
So that's not Hawaii. A bad gig, right? No, playing in Hawaii, right? Yeah. All right, Elmer, I'm curious about growing up. Like, did you grow up loving soccer? Did you, you know, want to be a keeper, you know, from you know, an early age? What did that look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, soccer's always been my only sport. I think I started playing it when I was 3 or 4, I'd say. So it's been a good 16 years, at least. And, I mean, it was the only thing I loved growing up. I mean, even to this day, just walking around the house, I have to have a soccer ball at my feet, which, as you're younger, you would expect my mom to get mad, all the things I've broken, but
yeah.
I think it's definitely paid off.
Well, you're probably deflecting soccer balls in the house, too, right?
Yeah, like, here and there. Here and there.
It gets crazy. Ernie, what about for you growing up?
Yeah, I mean, soccer all the way from when I was 2. My dad played pro, so I kind of grew up just around the sport as a young child, and now it's my life. I play soccer every day. I love it. Anytime I have a chance to watch soccer, I watch it. Just think about the sport all day.
You're a soccer junkie.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me more about your dad, right? Where did he play pro ball at?
So my dad played in, well, back then it was called the A-League. So that was like the MLS for Salinas Jaguars. And he went to Hartnell College. He's from Salinas. And then he went to college in Connecticut. And after that, he played pro for the Jaguars.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so you mentioned, Ernie, that you're a transfer from San Jose State. So how did you arrive at Fresno Pacific University?
Once I was in the portal, I mean, you have to talk to coaches. And at that time, Cam became the head coach for FPU, and he just texted me, come home. And it was kind of a no-brainer for me to, you know, I believe in Cam and his way of style of play, and it fits me as a player, so yeah, I had to come back home.
Well, look at that, Cam. That was an easy sell.
Easy. Man, no, Ernie, like I said, I coached against him for so many years and the great things he's done on the field. So when I got the job and saw he was in the portal, it was like, man, this guy's got to be our center mid. We got to bring him home.
Yeah. All right, so we got to talk a little high school, right? Buchanan and Clovis High. How about this? When did you guys first meet? Did you meet first on the soccer field, or do you guys know about each other, maybe playing some club? You guys remember?
Sometime in elementary school, I'd say. Oh.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
I think. Family friend through family friends. Through soccer, obviously.
Yeah.
We had a family friend through soccer.
So who got the best of who, Clovis or Buchanan?
That is Clovis, for sure.
No question?
No question.
No question about it?
I can't argue with that.
No question.
What do you remember about some of those matches? You remember anything in particular?
Well, I remember Elmer was, I mean, he would hold it down for his team.
But, all right.
I mean, we were just better than Buchanan.
I mean, did you score on him, though?
I don't know. I don't think I scored on him.
Hilarious. Ooh, that's actually a great stat to bring up.
I think I ever scored on him.
Elmer was wasting time from the first minute of every game.
if they're hating you, you're doing something right.
That's right. All right. Did you guys, like, compete against each other, like, you know, in club ball or anything like that, or just on the field in high school?
No, club ball, too.
Here and there, yeah. I think we actually played together for a year or two as well, at least, I believe.
Okay. All right, so if you guys didn't play, you mentioned how much you guys love soccer and how much, you know, you guys just immerse yourself in soccer. You guys didn't play any other sports? Like, what would be another sport you think you guys would like to try?
I think if I didn't play soccer, I'd definitely be a basketball player. Definitely.
How tall are you?
6'2". I'm 6'2".
So you'd be a basketball guy?
Yeah. Probably a point guard or something.
All right.
In elementary school, I actually played volleyball.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I was the setter.
You're the setter?
Yeah.
You weren't an outside hitter?
No.
Well, maybe you don't want to try volleyball?
I've tried it. It's just not my thing.
All right.
Know?
6'2", though. You think you could find a spot
that's
for these
generous.
Guys. That's generous? Oh, that's why you guys were laughing. That's a generous 6'2"?
He's got to be up there. He's close.
No, I'm 6'2". It says it online.
And if it's online, that means it's true.
It's factual, 100%
true. All right. So what are some of your favorite classes, guys, at Fresno Pacific? You guys got some some studies or not? You're shaking your head?
Yeah.
Well, we learned something about Chris.
We did.
Who was on.
I'm ready to hear about Ernie here.
Well, Chris was a finance guy that we learned about. All right, Ernie.
I mean, I love school, so maybe a calm class that I have. I love class. I just love class.
You love class. All right, we'll just leave it at that. You say a little smirk on your face. All right, Elmer, what about you? You got some favorite classes out there?
Yeah, I mean, being that I'm a software engineering major, I guess I have a current class that I'm really enjoying. It's a senior group project, and I guess we're just trying to build an AI, kind of. This is just to sum it up.
Tell me more about that. I got to hear more about this.
Tell me
about this AI stuff.
It can be a bit of a complicated process, but to put it simple, it's kind of like finding a way to be able to get the machine, I guess you could say, to scrape information from like PDF files, websites, whatever you want it to know about, so that it can respond to the user with the questions that the user has.
Well, okay, so I'm a teacher. I teach fifth grade, and I've been using that ChatGPT AI stuff to create like some test questions, mm-hmm. right? Like, boom, pops it out right there. Like, what can you tell me about that? Like, as far as getting that information, so scraping PDFs, that's something new to me. What does that mean?
So let's say you go to the FP website, right? You look up the information, and there's like the 2024-25 catalog, shows you all your classes or whatever is on the actual document. You make the AI, I guess, you make it look through that document, and it just scans the document. So let's say I ask it, who's the teacher for math, right? It'll give you the answers in that document. But let's say I ask it, who's the president of the United States, right? The AI can't respond because the document doesn't know about anything outside, or the AI doesn't know anything outside that document. So that's kind of how it works, but it gets advanced to the point where an AI can maybe search the whole internet by itself, if that makes sense.
Yes, guy. Next level stuff here.
Next level. We told you goalkeepers are a little different.
A little bit different. All right. You guys play FIFA on Xbox or PlayStation?
Yep.
All right. Who's your go-to team or players? Like, who do you play with?
I play with Real Madrid. It's just better. Everything's better about Real Madrid right now.
True story?
Yeah, I mean, you get to a point where you're good and you can kind of play with any team. So, man like me, I'm a United fan. I take United every time.
All right, well, here at the studio, you know, there's a PlayStation. I don't know if you guys saw it right there. We've got a foos table back there for you guys. There's PlayStation, there's Xbox. I don't know, Jorge, producing the show. They got FIFA over there too? All right, we might have to settle it after the show.
Yeah, a little tournament.
All right, we got a couple minutes with these guys, and then we're going to bring in Chris, and we got some wrap-up questions. Let's go with, like, next year, right? Like, the burning desire that you guys have to start off next year for Fresno Pacific. Like, what are some things that you guys, or some matches that you guys are really looking forward to?
I think the most clear and obvious answer to this question is the same match that we lost at the end of the season. Everybody has their eye on that Westmont game, you know? In a way, we kind of want to redeem ourselves, and ultimately our goal for the season is to come home with a ring this time, right? We were 20, 30 minutes away from it. That's all some of us can ever think of at night.
Ernie, what about you? Is there something you're really looking forward to next year?
A game that I'm looking forward to next year might be the Point Loma game. We're going to be up at Point Loma, so I've heard the field is very nice, and I want to go play them on their field. And see if we could break away with a win again.
They're probably gonna have revenge on their mind, right?
I would imagine that. A bullseye on our backs.
Absolutely. All right, we're gonna bring in Chris right now. We got some questions, right? Pablo, you on board with this? Pablo's got some questions here. All right, I'm gonna bring these mics down. You guys will be able to hear the questions from our guy Pablo. All right, take it away.
Thanks, Paul. So happy to be back. We got a question for each and every one of you guys and you, coach, as well. We're going to start off with Elmer. Elmer, you're a very influential player on the team. How does it feel to be such thing like on and off the field? What do you do that you feel makes you be a leader?
Yeah, so being a goalkeeper, as it's been mentioned, I got to be a little bit different. I think the thing that defines a goalkeeper the most isn't his physical attributes, but his mind. You have to be able to be calm because not everything is going to go perfect as a goalkeeper. So I guess my pre-match routine is kind of like, you'll see me on my phone even just playing games a lot, right? It's just to take my mind off the game, whatever I'm doing, listening to music, the usual, but really I just like to draw my mind away from the game as much as possible. So when I come in, I can come in with full focus and just be ready to uplift those around me and have a good game myself.
That's awesome, Elmer. Thank you. The next question is for Ernie. So you just had a small knee surgery. How do you feel practice is going along, and do you think we'll see you on the field this upcoming 22nd of March?
I had a meniscus repair, so it's not a big surgery. I mean, I walked out the surgery, so just a lot of rehab and slowly getting back into it. But I've been training with the team, and I look forward to playing all the games in the spring.
That's what we want to hear. Can't wait to see you out there. The next question will be for Coach Cam. So after reaching the final last year, high stakes and high level, how do you feel you're going to come into the spring? Do you feel any sort of pressure to perform in these next few games?
No, I don't think pressure is the right word. I don't. The spring is exhibitions, and you know, I think losing the way we did and with the type of season we had kind of has given me a new level of hunger to get back into that match. So I know this spring will be an amazing opportunity for us to just develop and work on things that in the fall it's a little more difficult to do because you're playing two games a week and, you know, it's you're rehabbing past a game and then you're preparing for the next game. So you don't get to do a lot of the tactical things that we've already brought in and what we'll continue to do this spring. So I think the spring will be a good bouncing board for us to elevate our game heading into the fall.
Love that, Coach. Spring is definitely a great opportunity to get better and get ready for the fall, and we're excited to see what you guys do. And the last question is for you, Chris. Seeing the new additions to the team and how the team is shaping up for next season, how many games do you think the team will win, and do you think it'll be a good spring season?
All of them. We're winning all of them. That's what I think. I think I'm confident in the team that we have and the team that we've built since the fall. I think that it's going to be a very good spring for us.
That's the mindset. You gotta go for everything. Thanks, Chris. And Paul, I got for you what's next this week in Sunbird Athletics. It's an action-packed Friday and Saturday. On Friday, we have the first of two baseball doubleheaders at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. And on Saturday, we got another doubleheader at noon and 3 p.m. So make sure to go catch baseball. The admission is free since the Dan Martin Stadium is still under construction, and they will be played against Hawaii Pacific. Then women's water polo has a doubleheader at home as well at 10 a.m. against UC Merced and at 3 p.m. against Occidental College on Saturday. And last but not least, women's tennis plays Stanislaus State on Saturday at 10 a.m., followed by the men's tennis team playing American River at 2 p.m. And with that, it's back to you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Pablo, for that. All right. We got a couple minutes here, a couple bonus minutes. We didn't get a chance to talk about Elmer and Ernie's favorite soccer player of all time. We heard Chris's. He said Messi. All right. Who do you guys got? Talk to me. Who do you got?
I don't even think it's a debate. The best player in the world. Messi.
Yeah.
Has to be.
There we go. All right. We got two. We got two on Messi.
Two for two.
Elmer?
Being that I'm a biased United fan, I have to go with Ronaldo. I have to.
I feel like every
it's
time...
not biased.
Yeah, every time somebody says Ronaldo in this discussion like this, there's always people that just kind of put their heads down and shake their heads. What's up with that? What's the counter-argument for that one?
Come on, make a case for Messi. Messi is the more complete player, the passer, the skills, the vision. And, you know, I think Ronaldo's goal-scoring stands out to me, the way the goals in his prime that he would score. He could score any type of goal. You know, he'd lift up with a 40-inch vert, score a header. He'd hit a 40-yard bomb. You know, I'm a United guy too, so I'm Ronaldo team here.
All right, so Messi.
Messi.
Ronaldo. All right, what's is it settled or not? We're gonna leave this conversation at a standstill, I think.
I'll be here all day.
I will be here all day.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you guys for showing up and having this great conversation. Again, spring soccer starts when, Coach?
The 22nd of this month, so next Saturday.
next Saturday, and six total matches?
We have 7 matches on 5 dates.
Okay, 7 matches on 5 dates.
2 doubleheaders.
All right, and these guys are going to be playing in those. I'm sure they're looking forward to it. All right, thanks again, guys, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We got Cam Shiroki, the head coach. We got Emeril Caballo from Buchanan. We got Ernie Aguilera from Clovis High. Chris Macias from Lindsay. They all come together and play soccer for Fresno Pacific University. Good luck this spring, man. I hope your knee rehab's fine and you're ready to get back on the pitch. I said the pitch, right?
Pitch.
Man, I am learning. I am evolving, too. I'm very, very proud of myself. All right, thank you guys for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Go Birds.
All right, go Birds. Have a great week, everybody.